Hi, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So I'm kind of back out in familiar territory. It's actually finally getting warm enough to be able to hang outside a little bit more than, 10 minutes without freezing to death. There is still a lot of snow out here in Flag, but, it is what it is. I actually feel so much more comfortable doing the show outside now than inside. That it's kind of funny how my mindset has flipped, right? That I actually enjoy outdoor living way more than indoor living, even in this inclement kind of shitty weather that we get here. It's like I'd rather figure it out and just have some sense of control over my life and some sense, weird sense of freedom. Well, I guess it's not a weird sense of freedom. It's freedom, of not having to conform. I was going to say comply. I guess part of it's compliance, like everybody else does. And I don't understand why, because even if, whatever, you know what I mean? You probably don't, because I just said whatever. But, there's just things that I hate arbitrary things. So this whole thing with my broken hand, let me talk about this, because I got some things to say about this. If this is your first show or whatever, I broke my hand 10 days ago. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. I do remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, but I broke my hand. And if this is like your first show, I live in safe house, homeless shelter, DV thing. And it's Christian based, and that's about all you need to know about it before I actually give away what it is. But, if you can put six and two together, you can figure it out. So I broke my hand, and so this place is based on chores, basically. They say it's not, but it's basically, it's the whole thing is run around chores and, just being servant friendly or servant mindset and, stuff that I can deal with, right? Stuff that under normal circumstances without it being so extreme are just natural things that you do. I think it's just the extremity of what they expect at all times, and they want us to be flatlined, I think, is what's going on. So I broke my hand, and I have very strict doctor's orders as to what I can do with my left hand, which is basically nothing, right? Seriously. I can't lift over a pound with it, and I can't do a whole lot of stuff with it. Like, right now, if you could see how I was holding my phone to record this, you would laugh. And there's a drone going over me right now. Drone or a very low-flying plane? I'm not sure. I think it's a plane. I think it's an actual plane. Hey, welcome to Flagstaff! This injury has actually made me kind of remember, like really refreshed my memory about what it was like when I first got the diagnosis of bipolar disorder and the stupid reactions of the people around me. So I now have a physical injury along with, the bipolar, which of course they have me pegged as, I actually don't know what they have me pegged as, but it's not good. It's not something that I actually probably even fit into a 16th of the way, but let them be ignorant. Anyway, so I have this injury, and first of all, I'm pretty sure some of them think I'm faking it, because the way they have the splint, which is actually a cast, but the way they have it, I mean, you can feel it and you know that there's a splint on it. There's no two ways about it. And the way that my hand is all freaking contorted and wrapped up, but the thing is, there's a splint on the front side of it. And then they have it wrapped around the back, because I guess that they have finally figured out that, like, having to wrap everything. Like, I remember back in the day when somebody would break a wrist, man, and they would, like, wrap you from, like, fingertip to, you know, your shoulder. And they don't so much do that anymore. They, like, give you, you know, mobility. I think now a broken wrist, it goes probably, like, to under the elbow and just a little bit over the thumb, kind of like a, you know, like a Madonna glove type thing. And, you know, so, I mean, it's, you know, things have progressed. Things progress, right? And some people don't progress. And so some people are still stuck in the time when, you know, a long time ago, like, you know, 80s is even a long time ago now, but I think they're even further back. So, so of course, because I don't have a full, you know, arm to shoulder cast going on here, there's talk that I'm faking the injury, which I love, you know. And then there's the, in consideration of whatever pain level, discomfort, you know, mental anguish about feeling so guilty, being guilted out about not being able to quote unquote pull my weight, though I have plus some for over the past year, you know. But and I'm just like, it's not like I'm not doing anything, because, you know, if any of you know me, you know I'm tenacious and I finish things and I do what I can, but there's things I cannot do, and I'm not gonna go against my doctor's orders and then forever, like, cripple this hand, you know, because, oh man, I just almost said the place I'm at. This place, you know, deems it more important to do laundry than actually heal, you know. And so that's part of it, you know. And then, I mean, it's not to mention still the thyroid thing, that I'm getting a bomb body back. I mean, for, like, my age, this is like, whoa, what is happening here? But it's all the weight is coming off in a really not good way. So I'm kind of hoping that at some point with that I can, like, get to where I want, you know, weight wise. And I've been exercising all the way out. It's not like I'm slacking, you know. I've still been walking, and hello, I broke my wrist, right? Walking on ice and Flagstaff. So you know, and now I got the cast on this arm, so it's like extra, well, the splint, okay, but extra weight. So it's like, you know, I could put 5 pounds in my good hand and use this one as 5 pounds, and, you know, I can maintain. And that's kind of what I'm hoping, is that me staying healthy will actually revert this thyroid thing to, you know, working semi-normal. I don't think anybody's thyroid works normal anymore in this world, because there's just so much pollution and chemicals and just crap that your body can't metabolize itself, because you're just taking so much drugs and chemicals in the water and, you know, heavy irons and all kinds of shit that your body can't metabolize itself anymore. It's, you know, unless you're, like, doing Ayurveda and, you know, all kinds of, you know, healthier things to detox yourself consistently. I don't think there's any way to not be dismetabolized. So, but anyway, so what was the point I was trying to make? We all have this mental health diagnosis, and, you know, when you first get it, people think, well, in my case, okay, and I'm not going to say everybody has the same scenario, however, people at times will think that you are faking it for sympathy, excuses for bad behavior, you know, which happen, and especially with bipolar now, where it's become actually kind of trendy to be bipolar, to be trendy, to be, like, you know, some of your favorite stars and stuff like that have come out that they have mental health diagnoses, you know. And I wouldn't want to join that crowd, because some of the people in that crowd that have come out in the recent, you know, past are, you know, pretty cool people, you know. So you know, I mean, why not, right? But it doesn't help the I just threw cookies out. I'll get back to this subject, but I just threw cookies out for the birds. And now, like, my raven, or he's actually a crow, I guess, but my crow friend has just, like, discovered the cookies, and he just came over and thanked me by not pooping on my head. So that was very, very nice of him. So anyway, so I'm realizing now, you know, because I've been out of the first diagnosis for a while. So me realizing that them treating me with this physical ailment as I was treated when I first got my bipolar diagnosis. So it either goes one way or the other, right? Either people are very, very skeptical of the fact, maybe it goes three ways, are very skeptical of the fact that you even have the diagnosis and that you're just saying it for, you know, whatever reason they're conjuring in their head that they would give a report like that for, because otherwise how would you think that if you didn't think that, right? So there's that. So they're basically projecting onto you. And then there's the other extreme side on that where they just like freak out and think that you're contagious or that you're absolutely helpless. And then they kind of try to put the victim mentality on you that, you know, well, if you didn't have this, then I wouldn't have to do this. And it's like, fuck you. You know what? You don't have to fucking do anything. Just leave me alone. Go over there and just stay. Because, you know, even if I have to carry it with one hand, I can do everything on my own. I've even figured out how to put on my fitness tracker again, which was, yeah, I did it. I can do it though. So, I can do it. I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt, but I can do it. So, I've even figured out how to brush my hair, which it's kind of funny. Like, you just don't realize how much you actually use both hands, because, you know, you're primarily left or right, you know, and you don't realize until it comes to the fact that you can't actually be mobile or get dressed or I mean, I am, but it takes some time, you know, how much you depend on all sides of your body, right? It's crazy. So I'm just gonna lay it out here. There's this staff member there who is literally driving my mental health into a helping to drive my mental health into a very defensive stay away from me you know, stance. And this one, I'm pretty sure that we can all relate to. She's judgmental. She's ignorant. And even when you try to, you know, ask her to just Google something, you know, quickly just to get a synopsis on it, she already knows better than Google. And she doesn't need to do any of that, right? And unless it's about her, of course. And then, oh my gosh, it's like all the research in the world that is favorable towards her being pampered, what is given out. So, you know, and so her disregard, she's just being a real asshole. I mean, seriously. So I told you this is a Christian place. And so last week we had, I don't know, we always have these stupid meetings for discipleship, but we had a meeting, and I had just gotten a text during the meeting that there was a possibility that I was going to need surgery still in my hand, because the way the break is, it goes into my wrist joint. And, you know, so there was talk. I don't know. I guess there probably could be still be talk of surgery, but I'm not real keen with it. Anyway, so, oh, fuck, where was I going with that? Yeah, I guess that was more important. She did something. She's always doing something. She disregarded it. She talked about when she broke her wrist. Actually, I've had two of my disciple leaders, I put that in quotation marks, compare my broken hand to a broken wrist, of which I've had a broken wrist, and it's, I'm going to say it's extremely dissimilar. But she disregarded me. What the hell did she do? She somehow just, like, she took me out at the knees, like, in some kind of... Anyway, I really don't like this lady, and this is not the first time. And she's actually associated with my old disciple leader, who is basically a narcissistic witch who just... I know the only reason that she wanted me in the program was to see how bad she could tear me down. Because, you know... And she lied. I think I had something to do with... There's always lies in this place. You know, oh, so I remember. Okay, so they came to pray over me, right? They made me sit in the middle of the room, like, you know, bad girl in a, you know, confrontation chair. And they all wanted to like lay hands on me and heal me. You know, and there's no way to back out on that when it's already kind of happening. You got to kind of sit there and just deal with it. So I let them pray over me, and I thought about something entirely different than what they were up to so that I could actually stand it. Anyway, so at the end of it, like, it's supposed to be about me, right? Well, she comes up to me and she's all crying and weeping and doing all this like acting, you know, acting academy, like, you know, first year shit. And I go, oh, I need to take over lunch. We need to talk after I have this conference, after I go away this weekend off the grid. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I know that's going to happen, just like all the other things you told me to do. But, you know, she absolutely flipped it to her, because then she was like, well, I'm going to be wrecked when I get back from this, so we'll just have to plan it some other time. But in the meanwhile, she's doing this in the middle of the room, where, you know, it was supposed to be like my healing moment, which, whatever. But here she's making it all about her. And it's just like, dude, I'm over it, man. I don't need to hang around with people who, first of all, hurt my feelings, insult me, are ignorant, have no desire to learn anything, to become knowledgeable, are so stuck in their ways that it's kind of actually pathetic. And then she's judgmental as get out when on both sides, not just my men, on both, this person is, I should say, this one is she's an equal opportunity, you know, bitch, you know. And yeah, she really pissed me off, apparently. So there's that, you know. And then there's just a lot of stuff. And it's like, of course, I'm just trying to downplay the injury, because that's what I do, you know. So, you know, I'm not, I don't know, it's so hard to explain. I don't mind some people helping me, you know. I really don't, because they don't do it with, you know, like a demeaning spirit to it. You know, they're not trying to debase me. But there's some people who I know are doing it just because they want the show to be that, oh, they did service for Dawn by carrying her water over to the table. Oh, let's make a big deal about it. Let's make a big deal about it. You know, and it's like, no, it should just be something that you fucking do because you're a kind human being. It shouldn't be because you expect to get some kind of pat on the back so that you can ignore it and just act like a fucking asshole too. So, yeah, I think I got some animosity built up here. This is crazy. Because this is like this is the first show I've done in, what, a couple weeks? Because we had all that snow. It's like I think this is the first time in a couple weeks I've actually got to do an outside show where I know that people aren't listening to me. And I don't have to be extra careful about what I say, because none of them listen to the podcast anyway. As much as they say they do, they don't. Except for Sonia. Hey, happy birthday, Sonia. Everybody wish my friend Sonia happy birthday. She's turning 25 twice tomorrow. So today's Tuesday, so Wednesday. Anyway, happy birthday, Sonia. Anyway, so... Narwhal. And, so, yeah, I've got some stuff going on. And then, so, and then this is, like, the other thing. So, they like to find the small thing to, like, pick on, you know. And, so today, I might as well just bitch, right? I might as well just get it out. This is a bitch fest. I'm probably going to call the show Bitch Fest, too. So, today, like, somebody was trained to do the laundry, which is an absolute no, because everything is way over a pound, and there's all kinds of bending and wrenching, and, you know, you've done laundry, you know, put it in, you have to take it out, put it in the dryer. It's like, it's not, and with one hand, it's kind of like an all-day process. So they train somebody to do it, and then all of a sudden today, it's becoming a problem. And I'm like, no, we discussed this at the meeting that, you know, they do my laundry, I do their phones. And all the more better that this chick doesn't have phones, so I only have to do my phones today. But now they're all like, oh, you got to come back for this afternoon. I'm like, no, I don't. That's the laundry person's job. They stay through staff meeting. The other person comes on at 3:30. That's how it works. And, you know, and they're fighting me on it. And it's like, you know, I have done this schedule for months where I stay all day on Tuesday to do the job, whereas other people get a break. You know, they can do their laundry up till about noon, and then, you know, they get till 3:30. But on Tuesdays, when it's staff meeting day, you have to stay from, you know, whenever you start the laundry, which is, it's getting better now. They've done some things, ideas I've had for years that somebody else said, and then all of a sudden they like do it, but you know, whatever. So like you can legitimately start at 8, but then like the staff meeting can go until easily 4:30, but you have to stay on the phone until 6. So that's a long ass day for one person. And it's like, no, I'm not doing it. Any other normal person, if they were doing this, they would not have to come back and do their phone until 3:30, and I'm not doing it. Write me up, whatever. So, you know, because that supplemental thing that we all, many of us probably got from Social Security, has given me a bit of a padding, you know, so it's like this whole thing of being homeless. When I come out of homelessness, it doesn't have to happen that way. So, you know, and it's making me, it's just, I mean, I guess it's just giving me confidence, but I guess other people would say I'm being cocky or something like that. And maybe I am, but it's like, I don't need them like I did, you know, and I haven't needed them for a while. You guys all know I've been planning my escape for a minute. But, you know, there's that. And the fact that they think that, you know, I'm at their whim. Like I get the servant to God thing, Christ thing, if, you know, and even they've been like beating that down my throat so much lately that I'm just don't even know what I believe anymore. Cause it's just like, well, you guys are lying and you're quoting the Bible all the time, but you're not holding your word for shit on anything. And this is what you profess to be living your life by. And it's like, I'm not buying it anymore. Either they're corrupt or God's corrupt. So, or they're both corrupt, or one doesn't exist, or, you know, something like that. And I'm not sure. You know, I'm really not sure. I'm not sure of much of anything right now. I mean, that's a lie. I'm actually sure of quite a few things, but about this place, I'm not sure at all. I'm really not. Every day I walk out of there, and it's like, I just got to get my stuff in storage, because every day I walk out of there, I just want to walk to a hotel and be like, just give me a week for now, and let me see where my... when I can think and get out from underneath this energy or whatever it is that this place is full of that is not good, is extremely negative. And maybe I can think again. You know, it's kind of like when I forayed into another religion for a little while, and I don't think I ever talked about it, but I'm not going to name it. But, you know, we've all experienced it here in Arizona at the very least. You know, and I kind of allowed the indoctrination a little bit. And, you know, it was like, you have to get out of it. It's like escape from, literally. And that's kind of what I feel like here. It's like escape from this place I'm living at. And it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. Anyway... I don't know if there's anything else I wanted to say, but I'm just saying, all you guys that just have very early diagnoses and just feel like everybody's just dumping on you one way or another, either they're ignoring you, or they're overcompensating you, or they're just like treating you like you're different, even though just because you have the diagnosis, you're exactly the same as you were before the diagnosis, if not actually maybe a little better, because now you actually know that there's a plan and a routine, or I hate to say program, but a protocol. That's a protocol and agenda. I don't know. You can get fixed, or you could get better. You can't get fixed, but you can definitely get better, and you can live a life. You know, and it's all within your power to do whatever it is that you need to do to pull yourself up. And I'm not saying like tomorrow, it's a process, you know, it's an absolute process. And every step you make is humongous and prideful, which you should be proud every step you take. And, you know, and the stronger you get, the more assholey people are going to be. And I'm just going to give you that. And you just stay strong and you stay in your truth, and you know, you just know who you are in your truth, and ain't nobody going to be able to take you down, man, because the truth always comes out, always. And the truth is always stronger than lies. So, you know, and I got to remind myself of that too while I heal on this. And guilt, That's not something you got to carry. That's something they give you. Then you can just say, fuck you. I don't want it. Throw it down the toilet and flush that shit. You don't need their guilt. That's on them. That's their projection of what they expect the world to be like. And you know what? It's buttercup. It ain't always that way, man. So I think I'm going to end it on that. I try to give you guys a positive tie around. I know this was a complete bitch session. I really needed to do it. You know, and I'm really glad that you guys are the recipient of it, because, you know, you guys are my shit. You're my posse. I love each of you. You know, keep on riding strong. Make those little steps. Make those big steps if that's the point you're at. You know, just keep on keeping on, guys, okay? Because that's what we're going to do to prove to people that we are nothing like what they think we are. We are superheroes with capes under our t-shirts. So this is Dawn Shereen. This is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.